Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guests. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening wherever you are in the world today to the Burke Allen Show. And the gentleman who joins us today is right there in the middle of things for many folks on one of the worst days of their lives. He's Dr. Robert Hetzler, and Dr. Robert, if you will, is a mediator. He's a former Florida Supreme Court certified family and county mediators and has been in the middle of mediating well over 2,000 divorces. He's also involved in child custody and credit card relief and anything, I guess, that needs mediation and somebody professional to step in and sort the mess out. And Dr. Robert Hetzler, thank you for joining the Burke Allen program today.
Great. Thank you, Burke. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you bet. You're based in Florida, and you actually have written a book about this called the Mediator Money Machine Handbook. Your professional background that led you into being a mediator, what was it that made you say, I want to be in the middle of all these people who just can't get along?
I'm not sure if that's exactly how the thought process went, but when I got out of law school, I knew there was one thing I definitely didn't want to do, and that was wear a suit every day. And I thought, what other opportunities are there to avoid a courtroom and help people resolve disputes without spending a lot of money on litigation? And that's what ultimately led me to the mediation field.
Now, you have a background in accounting and tax law. How does all that play into mediating these kinds of disputes? I would think it's really big when it comes to you know, credit card debt relief or divorces. Is that true?
It is. It is very important. And divorce, if you think of it from a purely business sense, is like breaking up a partnership. And there's always assets and liabilities, sometimes more assets than liabilities, sometimes more liabilities than assets. But either way, there's always those issues to be resolved, as well as obviously child support issues, alimony issues, and things of that nature that all deal with finances. And that's where the CPA and the accounting background really adds an additional level of support.
Dr. Robert Hetzler is our guest today on the Burke Allen Program. If you'd like to be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. And Robert is a practicing mediator who hopes to get it right someday. When you say practicing, you wonder, in Jacksonville, Florida. You've been at this for 7 years, and I guess because of the economic climate, business is really good for you. Is that a fair assessment?
Business is doing a lot better than normal, yes. And the reason is I think people are looking at alternatives to spending money on the litigation process that's associated with a divorce that most people hear about. Mediation but is usually about 10% of that cost, and so people are making smarter decisions about their money and avoiding attorneys by using mediators now.
Is that right? So if you are considering a divorce, you say 10% of what it normally would cost if both parties go to attorneys.
That's correct. Yeah, and that's a national average that came from actually Money Magazine had an article on that about 2 months ago, and that's the percentage I'm using.
If, you know, a couple is considering going down this route and they work with a mediator, is, you know, what you say and the instruction you give as legally binding as if this whole thing played itself out in court?
No. Let me say this. A mediator is unlike a judge that makes determination. A mediator really just acts as a neutral party that offers suggestions and solutions and helps both people make decisions on their own and take the court out of the equation. So it's a facilitator of an agreement, but the parties are the ultimate decision makers.
And when you sit down with a couple that's in the middle of this, and obviously this is a big part of your mediation practice, emotions have to run pretty high. Without divulging any names, is there one specific instance where you remember it being a pretty dramatic scene when the husband and wife sat down at the table with you?
I've seen some dramatic scenes. I will keep people nameless, for obvious reasons. But I've seen emotions run high. I've in very limited circumstances seen people actually get violent towards a wall or a chair, not towards the other person, fortunately. But I've seen things get high, and in that circumstance, we're trained as mediators. All mediators should be trained in the art of separating the people as quickly as possible, and usually under those circumstances, keep them separated through the duration of the mediation process.
And did I understand it correctly? You have this doctorate. You have this bachelor's degree in accounting. You did postgrad in accounting and tax. And was there a time when you were in court with everybody else and you said, I got to get out of here? Or was it more of a, I want to avoid having to do that at all costs, so I'm going in a different career direction?
Well, when I worked for lawyers all through accounting, undergraduate and graduate school. So I was in a courtroom, not as in the role of an attorney, but I was in there and I saw that that's not what I wanted to do. However, nowadays I find myself in a courtroom often because I've provided expert testimony in dozens of cases, in divorce cases regarding alimony and forensic accounting and hidden assets and things of that nature. So the only time I find myself in a courtroom now is being cross-examined.
And you do a lot of that, I read. As an expert witness in things like personal injury cases, divorce cases, how does that come into play? What are you called in to be an expert witness about?
Well, for example, in a divorce case, if a couple owns a marital business together, one person's going to keep the business and the other one's going to walk away from it, that person needs to be bought out. So they may need an expert to determine the value of that. And another example is someone in a divorce case, and I use divorce because that's my primary focus, is hiding assets or lying about misrepresenting their income or, have cash stocked in safety deposit box or overseas. They may need a forensic accountant to dive through the books and try to track down that money so that it can properly be divided. So in those types of circumstances is usually where I find myself when I'm on a witness stand testifying as to what I found based on the records I reviewed.
We're talking with professional mediator Dr. Robert Hetzler today. He has a new book called, and I love the title, The Mediator Money Machine Handbook. You talked about divorce being a large part of your practice. As a part of that, and it's all ugly and it's never good, I guess, kids often come into play. And what is your involvement as a mediator on things like child support, visitation rights, child custody? How does a mediator play into all of that?
Well, much the same way as an asset division, it's obviously a little bit more sensitive, and you help the parties develop a parenting plan, so to speak, something that they can both live with going forward. Sometimes you have clients that come in and they've been separated for a year, so they already got it figured out. Then you have some that they just decided to get divorced a week ago, and they come in and they don't know anything. And so you kind of have to hold them by the hand and figure out what's in the focus has always got to be what's in the best interest of the children. And you got to make the parents realize that whatever they've got going on between them, the kids should be as little impacted as possible. And hopefully they can make educated and good decisions based, like I said, on the best interest of the children. And my job as a mediator is just to help them understand that so they can make those good decisions between themselves.
Dr. Robert Hetzler in Jacksonville, Florida, is our guest today on the Burke Allen Program. More with him right after this. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com and experience Dark Force.
Love of money, very apropos music as we get back into the Burke Allen program with Dr. Robert Hetzler, a former Florida Supreme Court certified family and county mediator and a practicing mediator now with multiple offices throughout the state of Florida. He's also the author of the Mediator Money Machine Handbook. And, you know, Robert, as we talk about this, I would imagine, even though you said it's about 10% on a national average of the cost of a court case and attorneys for a couple going through a divorce, it still must be a rather lucrative field to mediate these marriage meltdowns.
Yes, it is. It's proven very lucrative for me and many other mediators I know. It's just, even though ultimately you're right, it's 10% of the total cost, it's just that attorney's fees and costs associated with it, additional court fees, are so high that even at 10%, we still can, as mediators, can still have a very lucrative career.
If someone wanted to get into, the field of mediation, and I would think there's a huge upside now with all the credit card debt mediation that you see out there, especially. Is this book that you've written, Mediator Money Machine Handbook, a good place to start to figure out exactly how that field works?
It's a perfect place to start, and the reason I even wrote this is because when I started mediating seven or eight years ago, I couldn't find anything out there like this that goes really hands-on, kind of the nuts and bolts. And the focus of my book is really not getting mediations, because there's two levels of mediations, one where you're a mediator and you mediate with attorneys involved and they're already in litigation. My book focuses on tapping into what we call the pro se market, people that don't have attorneys necessarily involved and just need help, either with a creditor, a foreclosure action, or a divorce. My opinion is that's a growing field because the consumer's getting smarter about their money, and everybody, even if you've never been, in my opinion, litigation has heard attorneys are going to cost a lot and it's going to be just a horrible process. So that book focuses on how mediators or beginning mediators or existing mediators can tap into that pro se market and market to them and educate people so that they build a client base.
And if you're one of the individuals on the other side of the table, someone who's looking into or considering utilizing a mediator, would this book give them a little behind the scenes look at what that field is all about as well?
Yes, it would. It would certainly open their eyes and educate them. So that they understand what mediation is all about, because a lot of people hear the term, but until they actually are forced to deal with it or have a family member that talks about it, they don't exactly know a mediator's role. And this book would certainly give them a glimpse into what they can expect and give them knowledge on what a mediator does and the mediator's role and how it can benefit them.
Is there such a thing as a mediation school out there, Robert?
Yes. Matter of fact, there are lots of schools. Most of them are not so much schools in the sense of universities. They're certification programs, and they're statewide, they're nationwide. Each state usually has its set of rules to become certified in your state. There are some through the Association for Conflict Resolution, the ACR, that does national organizational type of certifications. But certainly there's online schools, there's brick-and-mortar type schools. It's not very hard to find schools out there that will certify you in the field of mediation.
As Rodney King said once upon a time, why can't we all just get along? Robert Hetzler is our guest today, and you can pick up his book, The Mediator Money Machine Handbook. Where? Is it available online?
It's available online at mediatorsmarketing.com.
Very good. Thanks for being a part of the program today, and best of luck in getting folks together and working out all those problems.
Thank you very much, Burke, for having me.
You bet. Robert Hetzler, our guest today. He's a Florida-based mediator. I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening.